from Spark and Anvil and Character Forge. This is Beacon, in Chapter 1 of the Character Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Ink met Beacon on an evening that felt like a secret. The sun had just dipped below the horizon, painting the sky in shades of bruised purple and apricot. The air, still holding the day's warmth, had softened to a deep, velvety blue. It was the kind of twilight that invited quiet thought, a welcome change from the bustling energy of his writing cottage. Inside, just moments before, Ink had been trying to teach his students about character want. He had sat at his writing desk, surrounded by a small, attentive group. He'd explained, as patiently as he always did, that every compelling character needs a driving force. This force, Ink had said, was the character's engine. A character wants something, he told them, and they move toward it. That movement, that striving, is the story. Without a strong want, the character simply idles. The narrative has no motion. The students had nodded. They'd taken notes, their pencils scratching diligently across paper. Yet Ink could see it in their eyes. The principle hadn't truly landed. They understood the words, but they hadn't felt the truth of a character whose entire being was visibly shaped by a singular, undeniable desire. Their gazes were polite, but distant.
Frustrated, Ink had stepped away from his desk. He needed to think outdoors, to let the cool evening air clear his mind. The garden behind his small writing cottage was a sanctuary of quiet. The last light of day faded, and the first moths began to emerge. These were the small, soft-bodied moths, delicate and quick, that always appeared at dusk. One particular moth caught his eye. She was circling a small, warm light, a gentle firefly-style glow that hung just above eye level in the garden center. The moth, a creature Ink mentally labeled a moth tween, had pale tawny wings and bright dark eyes that seemed to hold an ancient wisdom. She was walking and fluttering, a constant, hopeful dance toward the warm light. She almost reached it, her antennae twitching with anticipation, but she never quite did. The light, as if playing a silent game, moved slowly upward as she approached. Every time the moth drew close, the light drifted just a small distance further away. The moth kept moving, her tiny legs turning, her wings beating a soft rhythm. The light kept receding. This motion was constant, a perpetual chase. The reaching was never completed. Ink watched for several minutes, captivated. The moth's unwavering focus, her endless pursuit, spoke to something profound.
Finally, he spoke. "Excuse me." The moth paused, her delicate body stilled, her antennae swiveling. She turned, her bright eyes meeting Ink's. In a small, tawny moth voice, she said, "Hello."
"You are walking toward the light," Ink observed.
"Yes," the moth replied, her voice soft but clear. "I have been doing this for as long as I can remember, always walking toward the light. The light is always just a little further." She tilted her head, a thoughtful gesture. "I think it is my whole purpose. My name is Beacon. And that light is my want."
Ink felt a jolt of recognition, a sensation like a forgotten key turning in a lock. He was stunned. "This moth is the principle," he realized. The want, the warm light, was visibly the engine of Beacon's every motion. Her constant, tireless reaching toward it was her entire existence. The fact that she never quite grasped it was precisely what kept her moving. If she ever truly reached it, she would stop. Her story would end. The receding nature of the want was what kept her engine running, perpetually fueled.
"May I introduce you to my students?" Ink asked, a sudden urgency in his voice. Beacon considered this. "I cannot stop walking toward the light," she said, "but I can walk slowly. I can come with you to the cottage and let your students watch." And so she did. Beacon has been at the cottage ever since. She is always walking toward her small, warm light, which floats with her wherever she goes. Ink has determined that the light is enchanted somehow, though Beacon herself does not know how or why. The students see her in every Character Forge lesson. She is always walking and fluttering, her focus unwavering, toward the warm light. The warm light is always just out of reach. Her whole posture, her very being, is a testament to leaning toward. In Ink's introductory lesson on character want, he now gestures at Beacon. She is, as always, walking toward her small, warm light, her wings a blur of motion. "This is Beacon," he tells his students. "Her want is the warm light. Watch her. She is always moving toward it. The want is her motion. Without that want, she would stop. With it, she has a story. Every well-built character has a want like this. The want is the engine. The reaching is the story."
The students always, without fail, find Beacon immediately memorable. Ink has noticed that they remember her walking posture long after they've forgotten any specific lecture. That posture means something to them. It embodies the idea. The character has a want. The character is leaning toward. When students begin to draft their own characters, Ink asks them to name the want first. He gestures at Beacon, still gracefully pursuing her light. "What is your character's warm light?" he asks. "The thing they are always walking toward? Without that, they have no engine. With it, they have a story." Sometimes the students name small, warm wants. A character who wants to find a lost pet. A character who wants to make her grandmother smile. A character who wants to finish the book she is reading before bedtime. Sometimes the wants are big. A character who wants to save a kingdom from a creeping blight. A character who wants to become known across the land for her singing voice. "Either is fine," Ink says. "Big or small, the want is the engine. What truly matters is that the want is concrete. Beacon's warm light is visible, tangible, and that the reaching is ongoing. Beacon never quite reaches it, yet she never stops trying." Beacon nods, a slight dip of her head. She walks. She is, as always, leaning toward her warm light. In her small, tawny moth voice, she says, "The want is the engine. The reaching is the story. I have been doing this all my life. I do not mind that the light is always just a little further. The walking is the point." When students ask Ink whether finding a character's want is hard, Ink smiles. He quotes Beacon. "It is not hard," he says. "It is simply naming the warm light. What does the character truly desire? Name it concretely. They will lean toward it. That leaning is their engine. The story is their walk."
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Beacon. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.